This is a great website. Anybody ever looked at this? Fundraise.huffingtonpost.com? Yeah, you have. Tell us what it does.
It lets you see who's registered to a party and also how much they've donated. So you can see which counties or parts of a town is the biggest spender.
Lets you see who's given money to which candidate, and then it aggregates the data geographically also. So let's pick, I don't know, I picked One Story Street, which happens to be right where we are right now. So let's just go to One Story Street, Cambridge, Mass, 02138. You just type in up there. Okay? And there we go. There's a...
Whoops.
Yeah, you got to be careful. It's got a very jittery interface because you can just pull it over. You can just drag it over.
So you can sure tell what color it is around here.
Yeah, so here we are, right? Oops, there we go. Don't move. Okay, so here we are. We're right here. And you can see, isn't that funny? A lot of donkeys on this graph and very few elephants. Wait a minute, there's an elephant. There's another elephant. You can do this yourself. You're probably, I hope you're all of you, any of you who has a laptop in front of you is doing it right now, finding out what the woman across the street gave to whom and when. What do you think? What does this make you feel?
Scary.
You think it's scary. That's good. I'm really glad to hear that, because you're like a whole lot younger than I am, and I think it's very scary. I think it's very scary. But so how do they do it? How do they do that? The contributions are a matter of public record, have been for decades, maybe centuries. I don't know how old these laws are. Contributions to political candidates are a matter of public record by federal law. Contributions, I don't know whether it applies to candidates for state parties, do you know, for state elections, but certainly for national elections, for national offices, okay. Always have been. And there's certainly, voyeurism is hardly a strong enough word to describe this game that we're playing here, where, you type in, your mother-in-law and you find out what she's, and to do it in your own neighborhood, by the way. I mean, this is, you just sit there and you look at the houses. So where do they, you say it's a matter of public record, but where do they actually get the data? And where did it used to be?
Do you want me to bring it up? Bring up where you get the data?
Sure. Where did it used to be? If you wanted to know, did anybody know?
I think you used to have to submit a form and write a letter back in the day.
Back in the olden days?
Back in the olden days, it was probably in a vault in Washington, D.C. or a file cabinet.
Yeah.
At best in some state office, probably not in your local municipality or something. Maybe it was. Maybe they got it down to the... But you certainly had to either physically go somewhere or send a request and wait for the data to come back. On paper, probably. Right. You either moved your body or some paper had to move, but now, of course, you can just move the bits if the bits are available somewhere. And the government has, the Federal Election Commission has, in this instance at least, the federal government has moved towards open access to public data, which in general, we probably think is a good idea. Right. We'd like to know what's on the public record, for example, about our elected representatives and what they're doing in those midnight meetings. And there's all kinds of reasons why you might want to know more about what's supposedly public and make it more readily accessible.
Anybody who's interested, this is a federal government site, and it's actually a great site. So if you want to just look at it at some point, it's the Federal Election Commission site, and it's really wonderful.
Okay, so I don't know what the full interface here is, but can anybody who's got a little skill with web things explain in slightly more detail how the Huffington Post site works.
Okay. It's just a mashup with Google Maps.
So this is another phenomenon that is making a lot of this stuff much easier to use for people out there. Okay, that, you know, they didn't do any cartography. Google did all the cartography for them. We send them a request, and you type that one story street, and you hit, you know, whatever button you hit, carriage return or something like that. A request goes to Huffington Post website. They look at the address. They retrieve from the federal government database, which probably they downloaded, so they have a local copy. They simultaneously send a request to Google saying, please give me a map of this neighborhood, and they can decorate it with the little elephants and so on. And they're all of that nice interface where you mouse over things and little windows pop up was done by the coders, actually not at Huffington Post. Let's go back to the Huffington Post site. There's a name of some company that did this work, for them. Okay, so this is the moral of what we, you know, what we say in chapter two of the book, that it always was public, but there's the exponential growth in what's possible suddenly has changed the significance of what it means for data to be merely public. We used to have this notion that there were public records and private stuff, and, you know, public records, we understood that people could see it, and private records, you know, you had reasonable confidence that people wouldn't get at. But the significance of what's out there in public changes a lot when it's so universally accessible so quickly and in such creative mashups as like the thing we have. So that's one half of this. That's one piece of the story of this Huffington Post fundraise.huffingtonpost website. Is that we now, so this is very empowering, and it's a little creepy. But I want to follow the story a little bit further now. Okay? What does the Huffington Post now know about us?
Certainly know where I live.
Well, they won't know where you live unless they know who you are and all the rest of that. But and so there's a definition of me or us here. But what do they know about the person sitting in front of that computer?
The terms you searched for. Mm-hmm.
The terms you searched for. So they know that the person connected to IP address, whatever it is, a 32-bit number, was interested in the candidate data on One Story Street. And anything else you clicked on a name or two, right? Clicked on a particular house, and this house, and that house, and that house. In principle, right? Technologically, they would know because those mouse clicks got sent to the Huffington Post. Anybody else know that stuff? Now, just technologically, I'm not asking the question as whether anybody would bother saving it, or whether they legally could save it, or whether it's a violation of their privacy policy or anything else. Who else might know something about what we're interested in doing here?
Your ISP might have the URLs and IP addresses you're accessing, and, you know, and figure
your ISP, which in this case is Harvard University, mm-hmm. might be Comcast or Verizon, for those of you in the Boston area, might know something, because how did the request that Ken made get to the Huffington Post? It didn't just fly there. It got handed off from one router to another, first to the ISP and then beyond. So not only the local ISP, but technologically it's conceivable that anybody who handled the data packet that had Ken's request could get some information. Who else was involved in giving this back to us?
Google.
Google knows. some, you know, now they may not know that it was this IP address. Depends on whether Huffington Post tells them. Huffington Post would have, as far as I can see, but I've always discovered so many times in this business that my imagination is very weak in terms of what people will want to know and how they will find it out. Google knows that somebody wanted a map of Harvard, of the Harvard Yard area, of Harvard Square area. At least, as I say, at least they were told. Now, there may be some contractual deal between Huffington Post and Google that Google won't record that information. But technologically, they have to know, because that's the same kind of request went to Google, and Google gave the information back.